And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome up to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and it is our 31st anniversary on the air here officially, and we have the man, Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris here to celebrate with us. So you stay tuned. This is going to be a great show because the boats are back out. They're fishing, and the fish are going to be biting. So you stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up. Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, I can't believe it. 31 years.
31
congratulations.
Years on the air.
What an awesome,
hey, congratulations,
what an awesome
to
thing,
you. Man. You've been here for 30 years.
Yeah, a lot
of them, right? I know. Are you that old, Rick?
How old are you
now?
It doesn't seem. I'm 40.
40, yeah. And you've been here since you were 13?
13.
Yeah, so wow. Do the numbers.
Yeah. I've been here longer than I haven't been.
Yeah.
Pretty scary. Congratulations, yeah. Pete.
Thank
Rick, you've been nothing but great for this industry, and believe me, the sport fishing industry appreciates it.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate what you do, Frank. And I remember the day that Bill Poole, which is probably 31 years ago, and he's probably a couple shows in, but he said, kid, you got something here. And that was when, okay, well, maybe I better quit my other job and go full time into this thing, right? When Bill Poole speaks, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Gotta talk,
absolutely,
gotta listen. Yeah. You've been a tremendous influence on me and on the show, Frank, and appreciate all the support you've given us. Couldn't have done it without you.
No doubt.
Thank you. But that, you know, you guys have done just a phenomenal job.
Wow,
it's been a really fun ride. And I was kind of thinking about it yesterday when we had kind of started to mention that, and like you think about all the things that have. You know, the news that is broke on here, or the fun information we've got to give, or the tough information we've got to give. I mean, it's been a lot of years and a lot of fun, and just how things have changed. And I remember in the old days, you know, Frank calling from High Seas radio phone, yeah. And then old sat phones. And, I mean, it's been you start to think about what's gone on in 30 years, and it's been a wild ride, man. It's been a lot of fun. A
lot of stuff going on. I remember calling you, Rick, on High Seas phone.
KMI
with Frank and Steve Loomis on the Royal Polaris from Hurricane Bank.
Remember
those days, man. How times have
that
changed.
That used to
right?
be pretty entertaining at times. If you were bored on your watch at night, all you had to do is tune to KMI and listen to some of the phone calls.
I mean,
it was just amazing.
What are some of the memorable ones?
You know, it was usually some guy that's been on a purse center giving hell to his wife or girlfriend. Are you going out on me? Have you seen that guy? What's going on?
And this was just like a channel that anybody that was tuned in would hear the same thing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And they're out in the middle of the ocean.
Yep.
Yeah, and that was the only...
They were based in San Francisco, and you had to go through them to get a phone connection.
Wow.
And that was the only communication...
That was it.
That was it.
Other than that, there was nothing.
When did satellite telephones come in?
I can't remember, but it was
several years after that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were on KMI.
Forever. Yeah, for sure.
A long time.
So now, with all the modern conveniences, Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's too much.
There's a little too much communication now, right? It's so much easier to do. And what's going on with the Royal Polaris?
Royal Polaris is out getting bait on their way back right now. Going to load passengers in a few minutes, and he's going to fish. I'll be fishing bluefin and Cortez, Tanner Bank, wherever. For the next 6 days.
Wow.
Okay, and then the Polaris Supreme's on a 7-day going south. The XL's on a 7-day going south. And then the
Shogun?
The Shogun leaves on a 10-day today Monterey Bay collection trip.
Oh, those are cool.
So they're collecting bluefin?
No. They're going to be collecting Dorado, and then they're going to look for white tips and all kinds of different
stuff. They headed south?
No, not to start with.
Yeah.
They're going to go north to try. They want to catch some very small Dorado.
Oh, okay.
Small ones to their target.
And then they want small tuna.
Small tuna.
So
interesting.
You know, 5 to 7 pound tuna.
Yeah. What an interesting trip that'll be.
Oh, it's very interesting.
What an interesting day yesterday here at the San Diego landings, right? I mean, like Ricky said, it doesn't happen except for Christmas, right? Where you see all the boats tied up, huh?
It's almost spooky.
Yeah, it was spooky, yeah.
Especially if you got here at 5 in the morning, you know, you look around and go, God, there's nobody here.
And it's dark.
And
Friday morning, was it Friday morning? It was quite the show at the landing.
Everybody came in, right? I don't think I've ever seen that much fish on the concrete at one time.
That must have been crazy.
Oh, it was crazy.
And then you kept the fish in the Royal Polaris till the next day, right?
Yeah, just to give the processors a break. They couldn't handle it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, hopefully, after this week, the processors can get caught up.
And
we won't have the nightmare we've had. It's really been a nightmare.
Really tough on Sean and the guys.
Somebody might say, I've heard it half a dozen times, you know, especially when I hear it say, Frank, you need to start another process. And no way.
No.
Because, number one, it's a heck of a lot of work. But the more important thing is that it just happens to be one of the most phenomenal seasons we've ever had.
Right.
And with more and more boats running 3-day trips, they just couldn't keep up with it. And the fishing being the way it is. And if you did have a new processor, he'd only be busy 2 months a year.
Yeah.
And he couldn't survive.
Right now is the perfect storm.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just that we just have to work through it.
That's right.
Yeah. And they're doing the job.
And I really give a lot of credit to Drew at Five Star and to Sean. They have done phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
What they're doing is unbelievable. And I know there's some people that are disappointed, but you know,
the pressure they've been under is unreal.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, really, really tough. Yeah, but when you take fish there, still top quality.
Oh yeah,
you know
they haven't cut on their quality.
Nothing
sure.
like it. We cut fish on the way home on Wednesday. Well, I was like, oh man, that just makes it just changes the whole world.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day about how it used to be people almost everybody they had
sure.
their big boxes in the back of their truck
yeah.
and they loaded their fish and they took it home and they set up in their garage and flayed
yeah.
all their own
oh,
fish.
Oh yeah.
But boy, that's just unheard of today.
I remember going home with Dad. We'd set the sawhorses up and a big sheet of plywood,
yep,
and
exactly.
Uncle Roy would come over and the buds would come over and you'd cut for hours and like, and then the finished product was just. We're not Raymond. We're
no.
never going to be a Raymond, you know?
Yeah.
And,
or a Marco.
Yeah. It was just so, it's such a tremendous amount of work. And those guys just do, they just do a better job than our
everything.
At-home processing ever could hope to.
No question about it.
You get spoiled.
Right. Yeah. The good news is there's been a lot of fish to process. What have you ever seen fishing like this, Frank?
No. No.
You've been doing this a long time.
It's actually been ridiculous. And, you know, I remember some good years. I remember catching 1,000 albacore in one day. But, you know, overall it wasn't. It's just insane what it's been like this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only bad part, if there's one bad part about it, it's the fact that people are getting spoiled.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
They're getting horribly spoiled.
What happens to them? Oh, here comes your boat.
Yes.
Back from the barge.
Back from getting bait.
Yeah. And that's something we should talk about, too, is the Everingham brothers.
Oh.
And the amazing job that they've been doing this year.
Yep.
I mean, with the volume of trips going out, they haven't missed a beat.
No, they have not. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens now because this water is going to get even warmer.
Yeah.
Noticed this morning that Muerto on the Spirit of Adventure was going down. He said he's never seen an uphill current like he's got right now. 3 knots of uphill current.
Three knots of uphill current.
So that means if you do 10, you're averaging 7.
Oh.
Wow.
You're mad.
Brutal.
That's like going through mud.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So.
No, that's
And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how fishing is here over the next few days, locally for sure, but down below for sure. Because you know that I'm guessing that water on the 13 and 23 is going to be 80, 81, maybe even 82.
Wow.
So we'll see.
Yeah, and we haven't seen the last of our hurricanes, I don't think.
Either. Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. So especially with that warm
maybe
water.
By end of October, middle of October, they'll be gone.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the meantime, we're making hay while the sun shines here in Southern California.
Right.
It's never been, and if you haven't been out, what are you waiting for?
But
right?
Be interesting to see what happens with the, you know, I mean, we've already started to have, some, you know, I mean, a pretty darn good local yellowfin around, especially for the guys, you know, skiffs and poppers and things like that. And with all this hot water, and you talk about 3 knots of current coming up from, say, you know, like what comes up with all that? You know, is that the highway where that yellowfin really floods in here? I mean, do we continue with the drought? Yeah, it's going to be really fun to see what happens over the next few days when things settle in.
And to see if the W word
shows. Uh-huh. The wahoo.
The sharp-tooth W word.
Could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Well, the amount of makos and white sharks and blue whales and just general life in this area is just... It's amazing. Beautiful, clean water.
Really, truly is.
Yeah, and the Dorado. The catching Dorado off of Bodega Bay.
I know.
Right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, albacore and Dorado. Did you ever think you'd see that?
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what the Intrepid does. You know, they're up north somewhere trying to catch albacore, so we'll see what they do.
Yeah, maybe Bill call into the show.
That would be fun.
The albacore report and the Dorado report.
Yes.
At the same time. But the good news is things are pretty much back to normal today. Weather came down.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like it just like never happened.
The boats are reporting flat, calm weather.
Flat, calm weather. Just a lot of current.
There you go.
So what causes that current? Is it just that hurricane push that created this current?
Absolutely.
So when there's a 3-knot current offshore, does that mean the current up here is running uphill?
I would bet yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I would bet yes. But for sure, hard to tell.
Yeah.
Currents are a strange thing.
Yeah.
You can be a mile offshore and the current's going downhill, and a mile and a quarter offshore and it's going uphill.
That totally had my curiosity. If, you know, if you're in the bridge and you're running and you're experiencing something like Mortoise right now, can you run another 20 miles to the west and not be in that current, or do you just stick it out because, you know, odds are, you know, you're better off just going point A to point B? Like, how does one handle that when they're behind the wheel?
When you're at 3 knots of current, you would definitely try, you know, I wouldn't try going 20 miles because you're defeating your purpose.
Uh-huh.
Then. But I'd sure try going outside 5 or 6 miles. Generally, going inside doesn't work.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. But outside could work.
Yes.
And you've seen that before.
Yes.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, that is. Totally.
Yeah. How many years have you been doing this now, Frank? When did you start?
I started working on a boat when I was 10 at San Clemente.
Wow. In San Clemente for Don Hanson?
No.
Oh, no.
It was for a guy named Nelson Cook.
Wow.
Yeah. Don was the skipper.
He was a skipper.
Yes.
He worked for the skipper.
He ran the Clemente.
Yeah. I remember. Is it the Clemente of today?
No.
It was the old Clemente.
No, it was similar to the real fun that's there now.
Okay, yeah. Two-ender type deck boat. Wow. And that was when you were 10 years old.
Yeah, well, out of the pier at San Clemente.
Yeah. And then when did you get your captain's license?
The day I turned 21.
21. Is that what it was then? You had to be 21. To get a, yeah. Is it still today that you have to be 21 to get a captain's license?
For the big boat.
For the big boat.
Yeah. Not, you can get a six-pack at 18.
Yeah. And then when did you take over the Royal Polaris?
1977.
77. So
the boat was built in 75, and Bill had enough by 77.
By 77. You said, I'll take it, huh?
He had it 75 and 76, and in January of 77, I bought it.
And what was that day like when you bought the premier long-range boat?
Believe it or not, I had the audacity. The day the boat tied up here after it was launched, I was at the launching, and the day it tied up right here, I went into his office, and I said, the day you're ready to sell that boat, I'm going to be ready to buy it.
That's cool.
Wow.
I get that because, you know, of 25 years of working here now and seeing new boats and older boats and everything else, it's still my favorite-looking boat that has ever been made.
For sure.
And it's no smoke blowing for Frank. Like, that is just the most classic, beautiful-looking long-range boat. It's just perfect. And I get it. Like, I can imagine that. You know, you lay your eyes on that thing, like, that's going to be mine, man. That's it.
Yeah. And the ride, everything about it.
It's a great boat.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But, you know, the nice thing about it that I see is, you know, there's almost like there's a changing of guard going on. You know, even Tim Ekstrom and Randy Toussaint are getting old. That's hard for
Scary,
me.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah,
hard for me, too.
Yeah. And there's such opportunity here for young people.
Yeah.
There really is. And so there's some great guys coming along, but there's still plenty of opportunity in this business. It really is.
How does somebody take advantage of that opportunity?
They have to create themselves a reputation.
Yeah.
You know, I've been looking for somebody right now for a boat for 6 months, and I can't find anybody.
It's got to be the right person.
It's got to be somebody that, number one, has a work ethic. Number two, is excellent with people. Number three, that has fishing ability.
Yeah.
Okay, and knows how to take care of a boat.
Bill Poole used to call it fish sense. Is that what it is?
Well, for the fishing part, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the fishing part, you got to have fish sense. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Who are the rising stars today?
Today? Well, you mean that aren't running a boat?
No, I mean the...
The rising stars, as far as I'm concerned, and they've been around a while, Ray on the American Angler.
Absolutely.
Okay. Alex on the Royal Star. Aliar, amazing. He's amazing. You know, he's got a work ethic like I've never seen before. There's quite a few, you know. There's young man like Anebo on the Liberty. He's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
There's quite a few around. And I know the part that bugs me, I know there's some that I don't know about.
Sure. And that's why you say you need somebody, right?
That's right.
Well, and then, of course, you know, guys helping you out on the Royal Polaris, too.
Well, there's talk about a rising star, Trevin. He's amazing. He's running, I think, his fourth trip today.
Today.
And he... We've had nothing but compliments about him so far.
Yeah.
And he's 22 years old.
How old is Roy now?
I don't know. God, Roy's got to be 53, 55, wow. Something like that.
This is getting scary, Frank. He rock on Rick saying he's 40. You know? Roy's 53, man. This is but you know what? The good news is we still get to do it, and we're still here. And,
that's right.
And hopefully going to be here for a long time because
damn right.
It's a great business. And if somebody wants to be a part of it, certainly an opportunity presents itself. Like, what if somebody's listening and says, yeah, I want that job. They just get a hold of you, Frank?
And, well, when they say they want that job, they've got to already be in the industry.
They've got to be in the industry. Yeah. Well, Captain Slice
but
is if there's
another Trevin out there, all he's got to do is find a boat that he can go to work on and show he has work ethic and that he wants to learn and that he cares more about fishing than he does girlfriends or partying and realize that, hey, there is no time for partying. You know, there really isn't.
No.
I mean, so.
Especially.
And especially, you know, if he's going to be on a long-range boat. But, you know, there's tremendous opportunity for a guy with a charter boat. You know, you get yourself into a charter boat. You run 175 days a year. You get your boat back in shape. And you've got 2 to 3 months that you can go party or go vacation or do whatever you want.
Sure,
you know, it actually can work for a family life. You know, when you get into long range, it's much tougher family-wise.
Yeah. But somebody could get into a good charter operation, not only make pretty good living at it, but
absolutely.
Also have some time off and do something
no
enough.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Are there opportunities there?
Yes.
Yes, there are. So there are boats for sale.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's I mean, I think that this is something we don't really talk about, but
no, totally.
That's something that people need to be aware of if they're out there. And a lot of people that are running boats or operating boats are listening to the radio show and saying, hey, you know
there
what?
Is opportunity for sure.
All right. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. The man, Captain Frank Lopresti, helping celebrate our 31st anniversary on the air.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun and so much stuff to cover with the great fishing past and present and having Frank in the studio today. It's going to be a great time. And, man, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to join us and be a part of Let's Talk Hookup and help us celebrate 31 years, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. Or you can send us a text. Text messages have already been rolling in. Lots of fun. Some great questions. If you want to send a text to the show, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. It's a very easy way to listen to past shows. If you missed yesterday's show, we had a lot of fun. Great way to... After this one, you can fire that off, or you can listen on your way home from work while you're sitting in traffic. It's just a lot of fun on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Not only are you going to be taking phone calls and texts, we are also giving away a great prize at the end of the show today. And the way the prize works is we're going to select one potential winner from all of the text messages that make it on the air, also one potential winner from all of the phone calls that make it on the air. Frank's going to flip a coin at the end of the show. That coin's going to designate whether our winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. And, man, what a killer prize are you going to get. Someone's going fishing, speaking of Captain and Evil, on a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. You're going to get to go fishing and experience the incredible fishing that those guys have been having this year. And, man, I mean, Frank touched on it earlier. Dorado, bluefin tuna, yellowfin tuna, yellowtail. It is just, it's crazy watching what those guys do with such a short time to do it in, day after day after absolutely. Day after day. It's just awesome.
Yeah, and we have our Let's Talk Hookup 2-day trip leaving tonight.
That's right.
Good luck to all of them. It's the limited load 2-day trip that's sold out.
No.
Arnie's going to have a big box of prizes to give away and lots of good stuff there.
Well, as you can hear, just a fantastic show. So much great stuff, and we always love having Frank in here. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a
winding strength up to 250 pounds. Ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels. The hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at searchersportfishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Well, you want to talk about a popular guest. Every phone line full. I'm trying to go through all the texts. Yeah. They're really pouring in this morning. Well, a lot of fun.
Want to take just a moment here to thank a lot of the sponsors that made it possible for DeBest to be here. We've already mentioned Frank and the Royal Polaris and Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, C4 Sport Fishing. We just heard Art Taylor of the Searcher. Art and Celia have been tremendous supporters. And, of course, Shimano, been a tremendous supporter from almost from the beginning, along with the San Diego County Ford dealers, Mark Wheeler up there at Encinitas Ford, and all the Paul Dyke out at El Cajon Ford, and Owen Mossy at the Mossy Ford. I mean, all those guys have just been tremendous support of Let's Talk Hookup. We couldn't do it without them. AFCO, Bill, and the entire Shed family have been
fabulous,
unbelievable supporters of the entire industry and us too. Gamakatsu, of course, Dana Landing, Steven and the gang over there at Dana Landing have been tremendous.
You better stop because you're going to leave somebody out.
I'm going to leave somebody out.
The entire industry.
And West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, and Costa, they've been tremendous. And I mean, I'm going to leave people out. And, you know, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing up and down. I mean, it goes across the board. I want to just say, if I haven't mentioned a sponsor, I just want to throw out a huge thank you to all of them. I mean, Kingfisher Charters for the last 28 years in Sitka, right? I mean, they've been tremendous, along with Katmai Lodge and now Queen Charlotte Safaris. And what about Rancho Leonero, right?
Oh, there you
I
go.
Mean, you can't miss Rancho Leonero, Palmas de Cortez. I mean, all of those, you know, it's just like there's so many great people that have made it possible for us to be here today after 31 years.
No doubt. Sure. And just all the participation from people, from guys like Frank and all the boats calling and, you know, it's not easy. I mean, I hope that it is. is a dual supporting thing, and I hope it's good for the boats. But that's not an easy thing when a guy's out there fishing, working his butt off, trying to get fish for the guys to, you know, stop what he's doing, run upstairs to give us a call, to let everybody else know what's going on. I mean, that's not always easy for guys to do. So for all the boats calling and all the catch reporters that just have been
an amazing ride over the year. Yeah, Castman, Castours, I mean, catch reporters. What about Marcos on the radio
over
at Seaport, right?
How many years has Marcos from Seaport been doing the show now?
A lot of years.
Dozens.
Yeah,
like,
dozens. And Captain Dave and, I mean, all the guys. Willie from Dana Wharf. I mean, a lot of Gundy. What about all the work that Gundy puts together? I mean, all those catch reporters are just, and then of course the calls from the long range boats too, those and the local boats, all those guys. Mike from the Tribute's been a tremendous asset, and he does a great job of keeping us informed of what's going on. And without that, none of this show would be existing. So the message is, if you hear it on Let's Talk Hookup, please support it, because that's why we're here. If you enjoy Let's Talk Hookup,
and then the last one too, just our family of listeners too, you know what I mean, like, it is it really is that every time we do a live show or get to, you know, go to one of the shows or anything like that, it's just really fun. It's very fun for me in the tackle store to get to interact with so many people all the time. Hey, I heard this last weekend. I heard Frank Collin talking about that jig. Which one was that again? Like, it's just been it's rad. It feels like a big family, and I'm very honored to have gotten to be a part of it for so many years.
Yeah, for sure. As well as I am, too. Honored to have you and be associated with him, for sure. Frank says, enough of this. Let's talk some fishing. Well, let's go down south, down to Rancho Leonero, one of the great supporters for close to 30 years, and talk to Mr. John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hi, Frank and Kathy.
Good morning. How are you? Kathy's not here this morning, but I am, and I wish she was here, but she's not.
I'm sorry. I just called in. I've been on the road here. Well, we had quite a week, you guys. Kay came rolling through, and really dumped a lot. We got a lot of water. It really rained hard. Not much wind, so the hotel's in great shape, but we got our share of water for sure. She rolled through, and so no damage, all good, and we managed to. Of course, we didn't have any boats out until Friday. We sent boats out both Friday and yesterday, Saturday. Friday wasn't real good, but it really picked up yesterday. A lot better. The water just dumped. The water's not dropped from 90 degrees to 80 degrees, a good 10-degree drop.
Whoa, no kidding.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, real mixed water, though. It's ranging between 80 and 85, depending where you are off the front. But it's also brought a lot, real good bait. We're getting mackerel now for bait, and that's really making a difference. The shark boys off of Pescadero are producing big Dorado again, some nice big bulls, and a lot of medium-sized Dorado in the 10 to 20-pound range. Striped marlin are going on, and believe it or not, quite a few yellowtail, which is, you know, unheard of this time of year. We had a couple last week, in 85, 86 degree water, which is almost unheard of. But we're getting some nice yellowtail in the 10 to 30 pound range as well. A lot of pargo on the bottom. So the fishing has turned around and picked right back up, you guys. So that's the good news. And bottom fishing is good, has been good as well. But we're happy.
Dan Walsh sent me a photo of a 40-pound yellowtail he caught with Santos the other day, along with some huge pargo.
Right, yeah. I didn't get that. I missed that one. But there's quite a few between 10 and 30 pounds, which is really unheard of for this water tip. You know, I'm real unusual for sure. So anyway, the fishing has picked back up. It's been a great fishing year, you guys, and we dodged another bullet, huh? Hopefully, we get through September and without any damage. You know, this is not my favorite time of year with these storms.
for sure, especially when the water's warm. Well, the good news is it cooled down, so maybe that'll help too. So
yeah, how do you like a 10 degree temperature to drop and it's still 80 degrees?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's unreal. But I like to say fishing's picked back up. We're looking forward to finishing off September, and then October's a spectacular month. You know, the air cools down and the water's still really warm. Fishing's real good. Really a great October.
One of my favorite months of the year, October. And are there any spots available at Rancho Leonero?
Yeah, there sure are throughout October and through the end of September too. And fishing's great, so come on down.
All right. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do we do it, John?
Thanks. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Well, hey, John, thanks again for close to 31 years of support of Let's Talk Hookup and close to 31 years of live fish reports, too, from the Baja. That's a tremendous thing.
Don't forget, I was the first one, Pete. I was the first one to come.
First guy from Baja, for sure. Hey, John, appreciate that very much. And when we will talk to you next Sunday.
You will, for sure.
All right, guys.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Frank.
Let's do it, man. Let's start it off with John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning and happy anniversary, gentlemen. It is always my favorite time of the week. And thank you guys for being around. I missed the days back at the beginning. You had fishing seminars, and you bring your big suitcases with the Shimano rods and reels, and that's what got me hooked on Shimano, was I got to use that gear. But I always enjoy fishing with Frank. I was on the 22-day trip earlier in the year, had just a phenomenal time. So the people on the boat that we got to meet and make new friends was always a great time. My only question for Frank is, everything's booked up. Everything's red. You've got one trip for New Year's that's a five-day that's got a couple spots open. If I was to jump on that, what can I expect to maybe fish for on a five-day in January?
Well, you mean in late December. It's December 26th to December 31st. Generally speaking, we go down as far as San Pablo, fishing yellowtail, quite often some yellowfin tuna, but also you can expect bluefin tuna. For example, last year I know Aliar had on the Player Supreme on his five-day trip, he had fish up to 250 pounds on the bluefin. So, and then some of the guys had yellowtail and calico bass, and there's also a chance for white sea bass at that time of the year. So generally we find some pretty good fishing. You just don't know. You got to bring all the tackle because it could be fishing for big bluefin. It could be fishing for straight yellowtail. You just don't know.
How often is it that you go on a trip and you literally need to be ready from reds, you know, from 3 to 5 pound reds to 200 pound bluefin have a very realistic shot of everything.
Catching everything.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. That's so, and so I should add, too, that there are spots available in the red. When it shows red, get on the wait list. Because I was just talking to Jen yesterday, our six-day Shogun trip that's been sold out for a year, had two guys drop off, she filled those spots.
That's right. So you want to get your name on the standby list because it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
There's almost always going to be a cancellation on the trip.
Yeah, so jump on that. And thanks a lot for the nice words. Appreciate your call, John, this morning. Have a great text here from Harry in Chula Vista. He says, Frank, when you got your first job as a deckhand at 10, what were the influences that guided you to that interest and job? I think of you all the time as I keep my shoes in the proper position. And I might add that, me too.
That's funny. I would say, first of all, my dad and mom, who just, you know, being from a small island off of Sicily, always wanted to be around the water. That was the number one influence. And then from there, it actually goes back to a guy named Ralph Harris and Grace, his wife, who were deckhands and the cook on the Real Fun, and Norm Barbary. I would say those people were instrumental in getting me, treating me very well
guiding you in the right direction.
Those guys in the beginning.
All right. So for those of our listeners that are saying, what do they mean for the shoes in the proper position? You got to tell that story because the shoes in the proper position.
Oh,
you got to tell that story.
You mean the story about the boots?
Yes, absolutely. Because
everybody's heard that story.
Come on, say it again, because there may be somebody out there.
It wasn't Mello. I can't even think of his name. The guy that owned the bait boat then, the Billy Boy. He said, Frank, you want to learn how to haul bait? And I said, sure. And so we went out.
How old are you?
I was 10.
10. Wow. 10.
Yeah, and we went out at about, just 8 o'clock at night. And then everybody pulled net by hand. And so we were pulling net. And it was a very tough night. Bait wasn't good. And about 1 o'clock in the morning, the deck boss, an old guy named Goose, said, "Kid, go to bed. You're tired. Go to bed." So I went to bed like I was supposed to. I took off my hip boots and went to bed. About, I don't know, 2 hours later, I'm getting slapped. I mean slapped hard. And I'm covering my face, and he says, "You dumb," he used some profanity, "stupid kid, what's wrong with you? Boat gonna sink." And I said, what? "Boot's not right." So I had my left boot on my right side. In other words, not the way you would slip them on.
Slip them on, so not in alignment.
Yeah, and it had such a profound effect on me that I have never, I mean, my crew knows, "Don't you dare put your boots down on." And I can't walk by a pair of shoes in the house. I don't care whether they're Kathy's or anybody else's, that I don't pick them up.
Straighten
and
back
them
out.
Yep.
After hearing that story, I don't know about you, but I'm the same way. It's like, okay, if there's something to this, Frank said that I'm keeping my shoes in alignment.
Frank didn't
sure.
say that. Goose.
Goose. Yeah. Goose. That was,
Frank just got the beating for it.
But that's okay. Hey, you know, we need all the things on our side that we can
that's
keep,
it, right?
For sure. All right, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Vinny. Vinny's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Vinny, thanks for giving us a call here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Congratulations, 31 years. Question for Frank. What was your first long-range trip that you went on, and what boat was it, and how many days?
It was on the Cape Polaris, and it was a seven-day trip, seven or eight, but I think it was seven. Bill Poole was running the boat. Steve Loomis was the second captain. And I can remember we had a lot of rough weather. It wasn't the greatest trip. I was a deckhand on the trip. And I remember it was blowing about 25 knots.
Yeah.
And it was midnight, and me and Loomis and I were the only two people fishing. And Loomis, I forget what it was, a big mackerel I pinned on, and I caught about a 120-pound grouper. And that's what I remember about my first
long-range
trip. Your
first long-range trip aboard the RP.
Yep.
You remember where that was at?
Yeah, it was on the 13th.
That's cool.
Wow. Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
That right there was some of the things that I like the most about people in this industry and things like that. And, you know, you might not remember what you might not remember what song you were listening to, or you might not remember what you had for dinner last night, but Frank and, you know, in one second, I remember pinning on that bait and hooking that fish and where the anchor job was at that many years ago. Like, there's something that's very special about the time spent on the water. And, like, memories like that are just what, it's like one of my favorite parts about all this.
50 years ago.
Yeah, totally.
Like, yeah.
I couldn't tell you what shirt I was wearing yesterday, but I can damn well tell you exactly what bait I fished and where I cast it and how I hooked that fish, every bit about that stuff. That's my
sure.
favorite.
I remember exactly what happened when I caught my 307-pound yellowfin. You know, casting the bait, where it was, him actually boiling, where I was at the island. Yeah.
All the stuff. Where you put the hook into the bait, where you're standing at the boat when you made the cast.
Yep. I didn't go back to the stern because, you know, it was that weird deal where I was fishing, and I didn't want to get back with the people, so I just fished the bow. As soon as that bait hit that water, that fish rolled on it.
Nice. You see the chills right
there. 307.
Yep.
Wow. That was back at the Rivieras, back in those days.
Yep.
Wow.
That's cool. Hey, I had a great text come through. This one says, "I was out on Thursday and had a spot of bluefin pop up. We slid into him, tossed bait, and got him to stick with the boat. My question for Frank is, as a private boater, how long should I give a school to react? I could see them on the machines, but we had no tankers. We threw the whole kitchen sink at them. Thanks for your advice." That's from Chris and Fletcher Hills.
Good question.
I'd say at least an hour.
An hour?
At least.
If they're stuck with you.
If they're on the boat, they stay with you.
And it also matters a lot how they look on the meter and on the sonar. If they're tight and they're coming through solid red, but you can't, no separation, I probably would only give it about 30 minutes.
Okay.
But if they're spread out, generally they're going to bite.
Oh, okay. If they're spread out. But if they're bunched, that's interesting. So
they're tight bunches. You know, when they're in tight, tight bunches, they just don't want to bite very well.
But if they're spread out, they're going to bite at some point.
That's
most
been
likely.
My experience.
Interesting. And what about the water depth? Like where in the water column they are?
Well, the water column, that makes a difference, too. I mean, if the fish stay down at 50 fathoms, then I definitely wouldn't give it an hour. But if the fish kept coming under me for 30 minutes, I'd give it that 30 minutes to see if they'd start mushing out a little bit. Yeah. But, you know, I would want that fish to be, if I'm going to be there for an hour, the fish have got to be in 20 fathom, 25 fathom.
Okay.
Yeah, good advice. Question. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including in checking with the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. And you don't want to talk about an important part of trailer boat fishing right now? It's putting fuel in that boat.
Oh,
and the lowest prices on fuel possible for your car or truck, or most importantly, for your trailer boat. It's only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can get your California fishing licenses there for 24 hours a day. They have discount Everingham Brothers bait certificates available, beer, soda, snacks, 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. It's Summit Gasoline. You can go in and say hi to Martha and the whole friendly staff. There's so much more than just the lowest prices on fuel. It's an easy in and out with your boat and your trailer. That's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
I guarantee you that's where I go every time.
Oh, man. Summit is the best.
It is the most reasonable, and they're good people.
Super friendly.
And I love that punch Punch Putin.
Yeah, Punch Putin is the best. Yeah,
pretty cool.
For sure. And, you know, when I started the first Fred Hall show I ever did, Fred Hall told me, he said, kid, don't rely on the fishing industry to pay all your bills. And Summit Gasoline is an exact prime example of the people that support Let's Talk Hookup that are not in the fishing industry, but yet they cater to the fishing industry, and I just want to thank all the people over at Summit Gasoline for their great support.
I can't tell you. I mean, it happens to me maybe not once a day, but certainly multiple times a week of people coming and saying, I can't believe you get 100 pounds of free ice.
Yeah.
I feel I did it. You know, they almost thinking that it's like a trick, and they're like, man, it was just like you said. We rolled up, and we got our fuel.
We got
our fuel cheaper than we would have got it from the corner gas station, and they filled up the kill bags with ice at no charge.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And like Frank said, nice people, clean place. It's awesome. Summit Gasoline. Hey, let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Willie's on the line. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you guys all this morning?
We're good, Brian.
Great.
How are you?
Good.
We're admiring the picture of you and your son on the front page of Western Outdoor News this week.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah, we snuck him out of school and he came fishing. Yeah, it was awesome. Good time.
Good move, right, with the way fishing has been?
Heck, yeah. Heck yeah, for
there
sure.
There's nothing wrong with a dad taking his kid fishing and taking him out of school for a day, because he's going to learn more on that day fishing than he will in school.
That made me smile just hearing you say that. Like, instantly flashed onto those days too. Like, that's you want to talk about a special time with dad, like sneaking away one day. That's a really cool one, Willie. Good on you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Frank LaPresti approved. I like it. Yeah. So congrats to you, too, Pete. Man, 31 years. I'm trying to remember back when I was 19 what I was doing, and that's crazy, man. Congrats on that.
Thank you. That's awesome.
What a stretch.
Thank you for all your support.
Cool, cool. Well, hey, we had a solid week here, you know, starting just, like, along the beach or the water. You know, it helped a bit with our half-day fishing. Sure, we had some down days on that bass front, but still a mix of that calico bass and some sand bass for the anglers choosing to fish the half-day scene with us. Bottom rigs with, like, dropper loops, sliding egg sinker, you know, Carolina rig type stuff, I'd say were the go-to setups for our half-day guys. So just mix, you know, some sheephead, some sculpin kind of in those counts. Offshore, though, on our three-quarter day and our all-day trips, obviously it's that Dorado that's filling the boats. So kelp patties, you know, open water schools, things like that is kind of what's been getting the boat stopped. So it's just been a tremendous amount of fish. And I want to ask Frank, have you ever seen a Dorado like this above the border in U.S. waters?
I have a couple of times, but you know, this is insane this year. I mean, the amount of Dorado. But, yes, we've had some years where they were that thick, for sure.
Okay, but, well, cool.
But anyhow, it's pretty phenomenal, that's for sure. The one thing that I'd like to say to people, though, is make sure you keep only what you're gonna use. You know, just because you can catch 10 Dorado or whatever, you don't necessarily need 10. So just like to see it be well used.
Great. Yeah, that's exactly what we're telling our passengers too. I mean, four or five is great. Take what you can immediately consume and go from there. So
you can still catch them. Just cut them loose. They'll get rid of the hook.
Dorado is such an awesome fish for dinner and a fried up fish taco, but it doesn't keep as good as some other things keep.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's right. Like yellowtail.
Totally. Yeah. Yellowtail
keeps much better. But
yeah. And the other thing too, I'll note too, is as I'm sure you can attest to, Captain Willie, is when you cut them open, a lot of those fish are carrying eggs, because those things breed like crazy and they grow so fast. So think about the future. You want to keep it like that way. Don't just take what you need and let the rest go.
Like Brian said, plenty.
Right. Yeah. It happened in 2022. It'd be cool to see it happen again in, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, you know, or later from now, too. So, that's what we're telling our guys.
Yep.
Be smart, take what you need, toss back what you don't, or, you know, stop and watch kind of a deal. So, you know, a lot of fish in our zone here, but, you know, we did see some bait kind of push in, too. A lot of anchovy in the area we have been fishing. So, you know, our counts did kind of reflect that a little bit, but it's hard to call 40 fish, you know, a down day with that mahi. So, again, the opportunity is there. We have boats back out there today, you know, after taking Friday, Saturday off to let everything kind of spin through here. But, you know, to be determined at the end of the day to see how it shakes out for our guys that are out there today. But I'm thinking, you know, things are going to be right there, and I'm sure they'll see fish today. I doubt that stuff really went anywhere. So overnight in our six-pack fleet, those guys are fishing this mahi as well, depending on their group and kind of the length of their trip. But there's been some bluefin in their counts as well as they're fishing that stuff, you know, up there west of Kilmeny. Mixed grade on that bluefin, 20 to 60-pound fish, and then some of our smaller six-pack boats getting on that 200-pound stuff as well. So just a good week. We're anxious to see, you know, where we're at the end of the day here. But trips are filling fast. I did look online here to see what we have for availability, and there are some trips this week with some spots still left. So jump on that if you're looking to get out on the water. You can book us at danawharf.com. You can call our office here, 949-496-5794, or you can link us there right through the Les Hawk Hookup page, and you can book your reservations from there.
Awesome, Willie. Well, a great report as always. We'll be anxious watching social media. I'm sure the boys are going to get right back on it today, and always look forward to hearing another great report from you next week. Say hi to the whole crew, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Again, congrats, Pete. We'll talk to you guys next
Thanks
week.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, yeah, Willie.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's continue with our catch report and head on down to Cedro Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Jeff Flowers on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great day to listen to three legends on the radio.
Thanks.
Well, you guys are all great people and love listening to the show. So Mother Nature threw a curveball this last week. So being that, you know, security of the customers is paramount, we actually had to cancel two trips. And but today and yesterday, they're back on. So we're actually down here at the CBX right now. Getting a trip loaded up to get back down and enjoy some fantastic fishing. So
nice.
If I had a fish report to give you, I would. But I can tell you that I'm sure it's going to turn right back on. The weather's projected down there to be, you know, between 1 and 5 miles an hour for the next week. So we all know that when the wind doesn't blow down there too hard, it's great fishing. However, I do want to give a quick plug. You mentioned earlier Mark Wheeler with Encinitas Ford. Rosie got her first new car in 27 years, and Mr. Wheeler and his staff took care of us. I'll tell you, it was the easiest car purchase we have ever made. So for all those people out there listening, and support the people who support the industry, go see them at Encinitas Ford. Talk to Mark and his staff, and you'll be well taken care of.
Well, that's nice. I heard you got a brand new Explorer. I love my Explorer.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, thanks to you, Pete. That's what, you know, you sent her that way, and she fell in love with the car you had, and so now there's a red one sitting in the driveway.
Perfect, perfect. Well, glad you're getting people back out there. Did they sustain any damage down at the island?
Yeah, I was curious.
A little bit?
Great, great question. Not much. The water did run down the middle of the island downtown. It basically kind of cleaned the streets, and, you know, it wasn't terrible like it was a couple years ago where it was
good.
4 feet of mud down center of town. So everybody was safe. Nothing destroyed that we're aware of. Everybody was happy. Things are just back to normal.
And, good to hear it.
Nice to be a talk great to you, Jeff.
So get a hold of Rosie if anybody wants to go. We still have a couple of trips open. Things happen. People got to bail out for some reason or another. And you can reach her on her cell phone at 619-772-7570. Give her about an hour and a half because she's doing a turnaround trip. She's around the corner talking to the group right now. So come on down. Visit us at Cedros.
Awesome. Great job, Jeff. Appreciate it. Excellent report. Glad to hear things are back on track, and we'll talk to you next week.
Got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. I want to throw a little shout-out to Cal and Eric Sheets. They're back at Prince Edward Islands fishing bluefin, listening to Let's Talk Hookup right now on the Let's Talk Hookup app
at
Prince Edward Islands. And that's an innovation that I want to thank our friend Adam and the guys at the app place that we got our app created several years ago. That had changed everything when it comes to the radio show. Love the Mightier 1090 and the fact that they came back. Bill and the guys brought the Mightier 1090 back, and it's great to be on the 50,000-watt powerhouse. But also the app gives the opportunity for people to listen on demand anywhere, podcast recorded and everything, and that too has changed our life here
big
on
time.
Let's Talk Hookup for sure. So thanks to all those people.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, a great text came through for Frank. It says, good morning, guys. My sister won a trip on the Royal Polaris. It's a New Year's 5-day trip through Labrador Rescue. So my dad purchased the ticket, and he and I will be going on our first 5-day. Does the boat have gear that we can use if we go to Target target the big bluefin? What areas are typically fished in a trip like that time of year? And can you give me any recommendations on gear or anything else that I should bring for this trip? I'm really looking forward to my first long-range trip. That's from John in Irvine.
Well, John, we mentioned it earlier. On that particular trip, you need to bring everything from 20-pound to 100-pound, okay? You know, it could be that you're going to fish bass and yellowtail primarily and maybe 10 to 15-pound yellowfin tuna. But it could also be that you're going to be, what was it? It was 3 years ago that all of the boats that were on those five-day trips caught 60 to 100-pound bluefin,
mm-hmm.
okay, had limits. And last year, like I said earlier, Aliar on the Supreme had fish up to 230 pounds, I believe, on the Christmas trip. So you need to have it all. As far as the gear on the boat, you make sure that you let Monica know that you are going to need tackle. And we will have tackle ready for you. You do have to pay, we don't have a rental charge, but you do have to pay for the cost of line. And that's it.
But you do need to set that up in advance.
Yes, yeah, for sure. And then you will need to purchase terminal tackle. You can get some of it at Fisherman's Landing. And the rest of it you can play by ear and we can fill in on the boat. But Fisherman's Landing, you can come in and talk to Rick.
Yeah.
And Rick will know much more, you know, a few days before. If you go to a tackle store now and buy, you're going to spend a lot more money because they got to prepare you for everything. But if you come into the store, you know, 3-4 days before the trip leaves, then they'll have a darn good idea what you're going to be fishing for.
Totally, for sure.
Yeah, we like try to really pride ourselves on always having it, so the guy, you know, in John's scenario is always there, you know, to make sure when a guy comes down, we've got it. And, you know, the hope is you're saving some because you're only buying what you need, not buying for all the potential scenarios that you might bump into. And a boat like the Royal Polaris, we always say, like, buy your basic and then fill in with what you lose on the boat. You know, get yourself covered, and if you don't need to have 25 16-ounce torpedo sinkers, you know, get your basic covered, and if it was really good and you burn through a little extra, then rely on what the boat has.
And that's the important part. You know, you've got to be careful in your tackle store selection, because some guys are going to try and sell you everything under the moon, and other guys are going to prepare you for what you need.
That's been a big thing from Frank and Doug since the beginning, is like we are very aware of how much it costs to do these trips, and like a really big deal is to not nickel and dime a guy and just try to sell him the moon, because somebody's putting their trust into you on what gear they've got to buy for this trip, and there are people that will take advantage of that. If you don't know and somebody tells you you have to have this for your trip, of course you're going to buy it. And, you know, I just think the opposite. Anyways, while we're waiting for our surf guru, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Want to remind you, join Bill Varney and the CCA October 1st for an on-the-beach surf fishing clinic in Morro Bay. Learn how to fish, catch bait, and fish from the surf. For details about the clinic, go to fishthesurf.com, where you'll find all the information under the seminar tabs. And when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Well, it's September in San Diego, and that means the best part of summer has just begun. The sun is shining and the fish are biting. Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, here to tell you about our Hobie Kayak Endless Summer event. From now until September 11th, get the best deals on the best fishing kayaks during the best part of the year. That means $300 off a new Hobie Mirage Outback, or $250 off a new Compass, $200 off a thermoformed Passport 12, and $175 off the Passport 10.5. The kayaks are in stock and ready to go. So get down to the shop, Fast Lane Kayaking, Dana Landing, Mission Bay, and let's enjoy this endless summer.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on, and the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber, an open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more commotion. motion than conventional bobber-style lures. This unique design makes Boborka and Boborka Slim much easier to work with than conventional boppers. With through-wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Boborkas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance, so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Boborka and Boborka Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.